Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, man. Blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. It's Wednesday live. Yes, no news until in the morning, man. I can't do the news. No news until morning. And of course, we are together till 8. I trust you will be well. Let me start with this song. And this one is beautiful. Yes, it's a beautiful song. Yebo Nkosi. The man here in Mamelodi, man. Very humble. Very humble. His name is Thapelo Lefifi. The name of the song is Yebo Nkosi.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Oh yes, oh yes. Thapelo Lefifi there. Beautiful song indeed. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends. It's happening through up to the hour 8. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. And of course, it's your talk show, man. It's your talk radio from now through up to 8. And I have on the line Pastor Karabo Maraka, Mruti, greetings to you. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, thank you, my brother. I really appreciate your welcome onto the show. And yeah, greetings to you. Greetings to Prof. Kabamba. Greetings to the listeners of Radio Pulpit. We appreciate this 2 hours that the Lord gives us to sit at his feet, that he, through his spirit, might teach us.
Mm.
And we are yielding,
yes,
to his guidance.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let me welcome Professor Samuel Kabamba. Mruti, greetings to you and welcome to the show, sir. I hope you're well.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we are fine by the grace of God. And we greet everyone. We greet Mruti Muranga. And greet every single person that has shared the word tonight with us. And thank you very much to Radio Pulpit for having us every Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Mruti. And of course, tonight we are talking about something that really is going to be a blessing to many, eh? A blessing to many. And we will be touching on that. I trust that the Father will do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. And of course, also the issue of true prosperity, what true prosperity is even all about. What true prosperity is even all about. It's something we are going to look into there. And there are many prosperities. There are many prosperities. But tonight, I just want us to focus on the prosperity that is true, which means the prosperity of the righteous, the prosperity that is true. What is it even all about? What does the word say? And how do we define this? And in many instances than one, prosperity has been attached to money. It has been attached to the lust for money, the lust for wealth, the lust for riches, greed for achievements and accumulations. And it has been attached to a lot of ownerships. It has been attached to materialism more than spirituality, but it has been attached to materialism to the greatest extent. And the word has been used in such a way, manipulatively, to distort the true essence of what prosperity is even all about, the true prosperity of the children of the Most High. What is it even all about? We're touching that. We're looking into that. And of course, we will continue. I think we will do two series on this. The first one is the prosperity of the children of the Most High. True prosperity that is of the Word, and the true prosperity that is of the Father. Or what is it that the Father refers to as true prosperity? It is something that we are going to look into. And I trust that as we do so, the Father will just bless you so much in a mighty way. We are looking into that. Now, the Word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. True prosperity. Genesis 9:27 speaks about it. It says, may the Elohim enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servants. And this is about the purpose of the Most High in bringing about everything that is in his will. He speaks about it. It is about the growth of the purpose in the lives of people rather than the accumulations of people. I don't know if it makes sense. The purpose of the Most High in the life of a nation rather than the accumulations of the nation as a priority. It is about the will of the Father and his mission and what he wants to do with his nation. That's what prosperity is even all about. Trust that the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in the mighty way. Talking about that, looking into that, it's very important to take note of that. And again, I'm looking at Genesis 33, verses 11. It says something also. It says, please take my blessing that is brought to you, because Yahuwah has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. So he urged him and he took it. Now, it is when Yahuwah deals with us in his grace, that is prosperity. Yes, that we have enough, that is prosperity. It is when Yahuwah deals with us in his grace, and dealing with us in his grace, therefore, implies that Yahuwah extends his mercies into our lives, that we dwell in his blessings. He extends the mercy into our lives, that we dwell in his mercies. Please note, I haven't spoken about the yellow envelopes, brown envelopes, red envelopes, white envelopes that you need to bring in order to be prospering. It is the grace of the Father upon our lives, upon the lives of his children, that we be able to have enough. And that is the enough according to Yahuwah, not according to us. That is what is called enough. Now, in Genesis 39, verses 3, it says, and his master saw that the Elohim was with him, and that the Elohim made all that he did prosper in his land. It is when we walk with the presence of the Father, and everything that we do is actually done by him to a great success. That's what prosperity is. And much of the times, this kind is never looked into, neither is it even spoken of. A very big problem these days.
Become equipped with in-depth knowledge of the Bible with Thompson Mashakeni every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
You will see everything is real. We don't fabricate followings on Facebook or even tell friends that, hey, keep going on, be on, because it is the work of the Father. Everyone who's listening, it's because of the Father. It's not because of us. We give him, therefore, all the glory. No fabrication. We are talking about true prosperity, what it is even all about. And I'm hanging out with Muruti Karabo Mraka, Professor Samuel Kabamba also. Samuel Kabamba is in from the Bale Park and Dalstrom. We find Muruti Karabo Mraka. Quite apart, quite extreme places from each other. And then I'm here in Kilner Park in Pretoria, Tshwane, Mamelodi. And we are talking about this very aspect and issues of what is implied by the true concept of true spiritual prosperity, or the prosperity that is true according to the word. Now, the last one before I come to you, Muruti Mraka, let me just read this one. Now, true prosperity is when we embrace the grace of keeping the words of the Father's covenant. Aha! Now, listen to this. In Deuteronomy 29:9, it says, therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Don't think about just acquiring money and then drinking alcohol and mambur and wine and all those things and brandy and whiskey. No, it speaks something here. It says, therefore, keep the words of this covenant, this agreement between you and the Most High, Yahweh Elohim, and do them. When we keep the covenant of the Father and do the words, the stipulations of the covenant, then everything becomes and everything prospers. Everything that we do is set out on the prosperity. It means it's set out on progressions and successes. When we do the will of the Father, when we keep his covenant and do the instructions, the commands that he gives us, then that is prosperity on its own. Muruti Mraka, what comes to mind? What is true prosperity?
Thank you, my brother. In truth, true prosperity is true success. And we succeed when we carry out the will of the Father. Let us look at Yeshua HaMashiach himself. He came and he said, he does what he sees the Father doing. He says what he hears the Father saying. So, in other words, he's concerned with carrying out the will of the Father. And what did the Father say concerning the Messiah? We see that when he gets baptized into the river Jordan, when he comes up, the heavens open, and the Holy Spirit comes down in the form of a dove, settles on him, and a voice is heard from the heavens saying, this is my son with whom I am well pleased. And when he is with his disciples, three of his disciples on the mountain, after he had been teaching, preaching, healing for almost 3 years, when he's on that mountain, Moshe and Elisha, join him. And a bright cloud covers all these disciples. And out of the cloud, they hear a voice. And the voice says, "This is my son with whom I am well pleased." Why was the father pleased with him? Because he was carrying out the will of the father. His whole business was not to do what he wants. It was to do what the father wants. Now, there is a verse which we normally go to when we speak about prosperity. And that verse is in 3 John. That is the third letter of John. It has only got one chapter. And the verse is the second verse. In it, this is what John says. "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." The condition for prospering and being successful in all other things is on the soul succeeding.
Yeah.
So it is important to realize that the soul must succeed for every other area to succeed. Now, if we are to please the Father, the same way that Yeshua HaMashiach was pleasing the Father, we can't do it by our own ability. We need the help that he gives in the form of grace. And he has already availed this grace to those who put their trust upon him, who accept him as the Savior that the Father has given. So, accepting him as the Savior is part of carrying out the will of the Father. But if you have accepted him and your spirit has been begotten by the Spirit of God, you still have a soul that needs to be converted. You still have a soul that needs to be prosperous. Now, this is what the Messiah asked concerning the soul. Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and verse 37. "For what will it profit a human being if he gains the entire world and loses his own soul? Or what will a human being give in exchange for his soul?" Now, I would dare say somebody like Elon Musk has gained the entire world. That is an example of someone that is called the richest man in the whole world. Now, what the Messiah is saying, but if his soul is not succeeding, it does not matter. It's actually a problem for him. Because when the Christ comes back and he should be receiving a saved soul, he won't have what is required because he can't give anything in exchange for his soul. even his whole wealth cannot pay for the soul. He says in verse 35, for whoever wants to save his soul will lose it. But whoever loses his soul for my sake and the gospel's sake will save it. So, to prosper in one's soul is the beginning if you are born again. If you are not born again, you are still far. You are still far. You cannot even start to talk about true prosperity.
Mm.
But if you are born from above, you are near now where there is a responsibility to make sure that your soul gets saved. How do you get your soul saved? By first losing it.
Mm.
How did the Messiah get to be the glorious human being that he is today? How did he get to have the same glory that as the Word of God he enjoyed with the Father? He had to die.
Mm.
He had to, the same way that the resurrection, the baptism at Jordan was a picture of his death and burial. And when he came up out of the Jordan, it's only then that the Father could give him the meritorious commendation. It was to show that it's pointing to his death. After his death and burial, on the third day, he was resurrected because the Father had no qualms with him. For he himself, in his innate self, was righteous before the Father. But on dying, he was dying as a sinner because he had accepted our sin. But inherently, he himself, being righteous, was resurrected the third day. And in being resurrected out of the defunct, he now had the same glory as Yeshua, the human being. Mm. He had the same glory that he had as the Word with the Father before the creation of all things.
Mm.
Now, if we are part of his body, we can't escape dying in the likeness of his death. Our souls being caused to perish. By whom? By ourselves.
Hmm.
Why? For his sake. And for the sake of the gospel.
Hmm.
And when we do that, it means our souls are prospering. And if our souls are prospering, then it stands to reason that all other things that pertain to us shall also prosper.
Hmm.
And therefore, we cannot judge the true prosperity by tangible things.
Hmm.
We judge it by obedience that demands that we lay our souls down the same way that he laid his soul down.
Mm-hmm.
We die to our own will. It's no more about what I want. It's about what the Father wants.
Mm.
And daily, I must seek to carry out that which the Father wants. That is true prosperity.
Mm. Mm. I hear you quite well, Muruti. Thank you so much. If you just joined us, we are talking about true prosperity, and we are asking this question. What is true prosperity in the light of what we have heard? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Send them as early as you can so that we can be able to go through them and not have to rush them on. It would be great. What is true prosperity according to the word? We trust the Father is doing you well.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Right, welcome to it. We are talking about true prosperity as to what it is even all about. And touching on the word, what is true prosperity and what does the word say? And the question is, why don't we teach about true prosperity? We've been teaching about that which is wrong and this prosperity that the word is talking about. And I'm looking at Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, Prof, and verse 8. It says, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded to you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, or turn from it to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Prosperity and good success there is described as the book of the law, not departing from our mouth, meditating on it day and night, doing and observing all according to that which is written in it. And that is defined as true prosperity. When we practice the word, that is true prosperity, according to what I just read here, Prof.
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. Actually, it's so clear because I don't see anyone who would be congratulated at the end of everything because he has acquired a lot of cars, a lot of, houses, and a lot of, properties or whatever that you can mention.
Yeah.
But what I see someone who will be appreciated and be congratulated because of the good work that he has done for the master.
Yeah.
Because at the end of everything, the master says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In which way the person who has really followed the word, who has followed the word and respected the word, who has believed in the word and has done what the world, is expected. And I would say this, as Muruti Muraka mentioned before, and I thank God for what he mentioned in the book of the book of 3 John 1-2, that there was a wish and a prayer of John that we may prosper as our soul prospers. In which way? In other words, is when our soul grows to the place of understanding the things that the Father has dropped in us, when our soul grows to a level of being aware of what is required of us, our soul will run toward everything that is important, everything that is necessary, everything that is of the father's interest, not of any other thing, not of any other person's interest. Because the father, what is expected of us is to win souls for him. What is expected of us is to preach the gospel to the people. Mm. The more people we preach, the more prosperous we become. But we don't see it in that way. We see it as we're not prosperous because we don't have a car, we don't have a house. Then we might call ourselves we're not progressing, not succeeding. And this has been one thing that even in life, we are being judged based on what you call, a kind of what we have acquired. You know, as Christians, sometimes when we work on this, when you go to places, people want to see what you have acquired. People want to see what you have. People want to see how much money you have. People want to see, even when you talk about your church, people want to see how many people, first of all, in terms of people, they want to see how many people do you have. But people don't ask in terms of how many souls have been won for the Messiah in your church. The quality of the people that you have. Because it will be more important to base ourselves on maybe discipleship, having people that really have learned, have become disciples of Christ. Because at that moment, their souls have grown. And if their souls have grown, then there are things that will come by themselves without us, maybe even run after. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, in the book of Matthew 6, 33, that a lot of us, we know that scripture and we read about it and sometimes we talk about it. And when you go a bit down from 25 and you start going up, the Bible is speaking to us about things that we, a lot of people, especially unbelievers, it's talking about the Gentiles that are running after. They're after all these things because their mind, when they wake up in the morning, is how many rains am I going to make today? How many cars am I going to buy? How many this, how many that? But while on the other end, we're not supposed to be looking at how many rains we're going to have. We might be looking at how many souls we're going to win for Christ.
Yeah.
How many souls are we going to to bring to the Messiah? How many souls are we going to preach the gospel to? Now, the Bible says after you've done all this, verse 33, that it's so popular, that the Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, the seeking for God, maybe some people will think about maybe going into prayer and praying a lot and all this. But the seeking of God, for me, I understand it as really understanding the heartbeat of God, the heartbeat of the Father. What is he longing for? What does he want to see? He wants to see souls being saved. He wants to see souls being transformed. And as we look at his righteousness, he wants to see justice to be done in a proper way, in a proper manner. We see people sleeping outside. You know, true prosperity will be whereby you can share your food with people outside. You can help someone who's a street kid. You can give him a shelter. You can do this, what I call true prosperity, because you've helped someone who has been really suffering, was in need of something, but you've allowed that person to come out of that situation. And when we do that, in the eyes of the Father is really appreciating it, and we are getting more than just running after the things. Because the Bible clearly says that all these things are the Gentiles who are running after, because even the birds of the air, they don't sow, they don't reap, but they don't even gather anything, but the Father is taking care of them. The Bible says that God, the Father is taking care of, the flower that is here today that you say wonderful, beautiful, but tomorrow is torn out and burnt. But you are bigger, greater than this. Already when the Father said that you are bigger, greater than this, already the Father is telling us that you are more prosperous than anything that you can try to acquire. True prosperity has to start from our mind as well. The way we see ourselves. Do we see ourselves, how do we see ourselves? We see ourselves poor or we see ourselves rich? If we see ourselves rich, not only just because we have things, then we are the most wicked people, as Paul said, that if all that we do is to run after the things of this world, that you are the most picked people ever existed in this world. Because our true prosperity cannot be after the things that we can acquire, the things that we can have. Our true prosperity is to be in terms of who we have become. What is the state of our mind? What is the state of our soul? What have we become before the Father? Can the Father count on us? Not just because we have the cars, the houses, and this and that, but can the Father count on us just because we trust Him and we believe in Him? These are things, you know, when now people start to understand, as you mentioned about, I mean, you talked about Joshua, the Bible says that keep in mind, read this word, the word, I mean, keep the word of this book. Keep it. Run with it. Keep it in whatever ways. Run with it in whatever ways, so that as you follow the word, you shall prosper. You shall prosper not necessarily by having all the things that you want to have, but you shall prosper by even getting the word of wisdom, getting the word that you can share with other people. Because we, today, as some people would think that, as I mentioned before, and Muruti Murata mentioned as well, when you don't have a car, when you don't have, I mean, you don't have a big house, and you go out there to preach the gospel, normally, in a normal sense, they will want to know where you're coming from. They'll look at your shoes, they see how you look, and all that, but what can this person give to me? If his God, if his Father cannot give him proper shoes, why, I mean, how can I follow, why must I follow his God? But while the, I mean, what you are pursuing is not first what you can receive from him. What you are pursuing is what you can become through him. When you become what you have to become through him, then the rest will be given. You know, that is, I mean, I believe for me that true prosperity is to come from the, when the soul of somebody, when your soul has grown to a place whereby you are becoming stable and well, I mean, content with who you are in the Father. When you understand that wherever you have become is not based on what you see, but it's based on what, I mean, the Father has deposited inside of you, that makes you true, I mean, make you true, I mean, make you prosperous, and that we can call true prosperity. And I believe that's what is required of all of us, to come to that place of understanding that without Christ, I mean, Muruti Muraka mentioned somebody, a name of this, I mean, this name that's so famous, people, everyone is talking about it. He has, he made cars. And today we're talking about electric cars and all that. But the truth of the matter is, even the things that he's using to make all these, I mean, cars and all this, he, one thing that he does not realize is all these things, he did not create them. There's one who created those things. That if you can come to that place of understanding that I did not create cobalt, I did not create, I mean, coltan, I did not create this one, I did not create that. And even if I can have this intelligence of doing all these things, somehow, somewhere, these things come from somewhere. And if it does not come to that place of understanding that there is God, there is a Father above him, what's going to happen is what is going to benefit him after you've gained all the world. You have everything that you, everyone could talk about you, but at the end of the day, it's hell that is waiting for you. Have you really achieved something? I would say, no, you did not achieve anything. Instead, you've lost, you've wasted your time. And I believe that true prosperity has everything to do with understanding your Creator and understanding what you have become through your Creator.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor Samuel Kabamba. Thank you, sir. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. 0826572729. And talk to us and tell us how you feel about this. Talk to us directly there. The very issue of true prosperity, what is it all about? And why do we seem to be missing it? You know? Seeds of Hands Construction and Project, thank you so much. Says hi, good day, and good day to you too. Good day to you too. We really appreciate. Good day to you too. And we really appreciate. Now, talk to us directly there and tell us what is meant by the concept of true prosperity, what the word says with regards to that. Anna Swartz, you have sent a WhatsApp, but it is 1 second long. I don't know if you have realized that. And Godfrey, thank you so much for this. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. We really, really, really appreciate the very notion of true prosperity. Let's hear what he says. Here's a caller. Greetings to you. Here's a WhatsApp. Greetings to you on a voice note.
Baruti ba baratehang.
Muruti Arun.
Mokotsi wa kamreneng. Muruti Ray. Muruti Murake. And all the Kuskam Kulungulu. It is Anibona Nekamalika Chesova for this
Pap.
Ake Papa na Lady Bishop Makua, Ellen Nakere Kelakele Lamshuana, Tabengia Prosperity. Tabeke Huluvar Tivaka. It's a mammoth issue which really needs to be presented as precise as it is. When we talk of prosperity, in the book of Mark chapter 10, Jesus, in the verses 29 and 30, Jesus disclosed the true prosperity, the heavenly prosperity and the earthly prosperity. Now, there is a condition in Baruti. Because Jesus said it himself, if you leave everything that you're too much worried about and follow me, the owner of these things, then you shall prosper, molefasing, and you shall also prosper, be blessed with eternal life after this life. Imoh Mark 10, verse 29 and 30. Two prosperities, zerdi tokang, ya molefasing, liaka morago geri klugi de molefasing. And then in the book of Luke chapter 10, Luke chapter 10, I think from verse 17, or Teoha Leona, Jesu bole la hape manzu ya hore, honale sometimes, you know, ho fiwa matla, it shows you prosper as a servant of God, you prosper. Wapomela gore o dira dilo di eketsagalla ge o le motlhanka modimo o gata ka dinoga o cast out matimona o gata ka muso wa lefifi wa prospera mara Jesu a ijika taba re le seka thabisa ke gore le ya kgona a re ntho ya mathomo checkang gore a ko le godimong le registered na. So taba e moruti wa ka e very, very serious. Gore batho they must know gore you can prosper here on earth and why you ba the poorest ka morago ga leso. That is the basic thing. So you must, life ya motho e tshwanetse be balanced. You must prosper mo lefatsheng ge o fetile o tswelele pele ka prosperity ya bophelo bo bo sa feleng. Ke fetsa fa ba ruti ba ka mabitsong a mararo, bitso la ntate la mora le la moya o halalelang. Bishop Prince Papa Naledi Makua, DKC, Mabopane Secondary School. Thank you.
Thank you, Bishop Makua, Papa Naledi. We really appreciate my friend. Tala ya me abuhuluhulu. I really appreciate. Much blessings to you, and may the Father continue to use you mightily also, and to change the lives of many people, especially the young people that you are so passionate about. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening up to 8 o'clock, and we are talking about true prosperity, what it is even all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za? Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. This is Real Radio, man.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Mayachi Godfrey quotes the Bible, Matthew 6, 31 to 32 says, "Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." Powerful indeed. And of course, also, seeds of hands of construction. How was your day? My day was beautiful. We thank the Father. My day was beautiful. Spent in the studio. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp, so 2657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are touching on the very issue of true prosperity. What does the word say with regards to this? Are we still pushing along quite well when it comes to prosperity? Are we still pushing along quite well? Or have we become caught in a cobweb of what we think prosperity is even all about? Muruti Maraka, let me bring this to you, sir. And when we look into true prosperity also, I am looking at First Chronicles 22, verses 13. And it says, "Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and judgments with which the Elohim charged Moses concerning Yasharal. Be strong and of good courage, do not fear nor be dismayed." Our prosperity is found in the fulfillment of the statutes and just judgments of the Father that are charged upon us by Him. And this should be emphasized over and over again. Muruti?
Indeed, my brother.
Mm.
Psalm 19,
yes,
verse 7, in agreement with that, says, "The law of Yudababe is perfect, converting the soul."
Oh, yes.
See, what converts the soul from a soul that is not succeeding, which is not prosperous, to a soul that is prosperous, is the Torah of Yudababe. As we are reading there in Chronicles chapter 22. Now, let's hear what the Messiah said in Matthew chapter 7, starting from verse 21. He says, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven."
Yeah.
"Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied by your name, cast out demons by your name, and done many wonders, many miracles by your name?' And then I will instead, I said to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness.'" In other words, those who produce the works which are not of the Torah, because they are not of the Torah. They ignore it completely. Verse 24, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine or words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a prudent man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Now, when we take the words of Jesus Christ seriously enough to apply them in our lives, that is the Torah which is changing, converting our souls. Because he is the one who teaches us what to say no to and what to say yes to. And when we do that, we are actually carrying out the will of the Father.
Yeah.
We are then definitely prospering, regardless of the material condition. Because as I was listening to Bishop Makau, when he was speaking, quoting, or referring to Mark chapter 10. Listen to Mark chapter 10 from verse 28. Then Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." So Jesus answered and said, "Amen. I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel, who shall not take a hundredfold now in this season, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life." Now, in other words, living in this case is, when it comes to Christ, I must agree with what the Word of God says, the Word of Christ says, rather than agree with the Word of my brother, when the Word of my brother is against the Word of Christ. Even up to my wife. And now, a wife is very close, closer than anybody else, because we are made one flesh by God. But he says, if the wife is against Christ, just like the wife of Job was saying to Job, just insult God and die. And then Job said to her, "Don't speak like one of the foolish women." In other words, choosing the words of God rather than the words of his wife. And he says you will have a hundredfold. The only thing he says you can't have a hundredfold of his wife. But all the other things which he said, if you lose them, you will get a hundredfold now with persecution. Meaning, if I had to lose my house, and I will find God may make me go and stay with Pastor Kabamba. It's a house. It has been made my house, just like Elisha and the other prophets, like Elijah, who would find that people who are moved of God would accommodate them. And that room they called the room of the men of God. Now, these things we are no more living. These things we are no more preaching. These things we are no more teaching. Rather, we would even be teaching that, no, you are a man of God, you have got your wife, go and get another one, and another one, and another one. And I'm pointing there. We can see in that scripture, there is no way where it says the Father will give us otherwise. But he says he will give us other brothers. He says he will give us other sisters. He says he will give us other mothers. He will give us other fathers. If we have to lose our fathers because they disagree with us on the word of Christ. The most important thing, my brother, which I believe we need to go back to as children of God, is that the words which Christ brought here and even gave to the apostles and said, as my Father sent me, so sent I you. Mm. These words which they have left for us, we need to take them serious enough to be the words that we obey rather than the words which are floating around in the world. And when we do that, even though we may be persecuted, just like those early Christians were persecuted, we are actually prospering.
Mm.
And then in the age to come, we will definitely walk in the eternal life that we have sourced from the Messiah. It's important that His word, His law, His Torah inside of us, because the word of God is so clear that when we are in Christ, we have the Torah of Christ, we have the royal Torah, we have the Torah of liberty. His word must be highly regarded. In my language, Tswana, it says, "Lefukula kosi le akhelwa mosako." In other words, you don't contradict the word of the king. You obey it, whether it is painful or what, you obey it. And if we can go to the extent of obeying the statutes which have been engraved in our deep thinking, in our hearts, written in our hearts, and obey them, the words of Christ, we will be walking in true prosperity.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. Thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you in a mighty way. We are talking about true prosperity. And the truth about it, that is never spoken of, but only that which is not even in the word. Send us a WhatsApp. What is true prosperity today? What have you understood prosperity to be? What have you been taught with regards to it? Send us a voice note and let's hear what you say on this matter.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.